My name's Lewis Dartnell. I have a PhD in astrobiology, and that's the topic of my work for my research fellowship up at the University of Leicester. But for this new book, I wanted to look into something completely different, about how to rebuild our world after the apocalypse. And so the core theme of the knowledge is essentially a thought experiment. If all of this around us were to disappear or evaporate, the life support system of modern civilization, where food magically appears on supermarket shelves and clothes appear on hangers and substances and materials are just made for us, if all of that were to collapse tomorrow, what could you do? What could any of us do as individuals to provide for ourselves? I think there's this deep sense of disconnect with all of us in the modern world from the fundamental processes and principles that support us. And I wanted to dig down to the very essence of this question. If you walked out into a muddy field with a handful of seed, how could you make food come back out of it before winter draws in and you starve to death? How could you gather natural fibres from animals and plants and make clothes for yourself to stop you freezing to death? How do you get metal out of rock? So the idea behind the knowledge about how to rebuild civilization from scratch after the apocalypse is only really a narrative conceit. And what the book is really about is how does our world actually work, and what was our history of progression and development? How do we get from 10,000 BC to today with electricity and radio and cars and antibiotics? And how might you reconstruct all of that if you ever needed to? But I think just as importantly, and something I found fascinating to think about and try to solve when researching and writing the knowledge, is how could you accelerate that process of development the second time around, given a fresh start? There's this vast architecture of knowledge, the interconnected network of scientific discoveries and technological innovations that they allow, and then further discoveries enabled by new tools like the microscope, and so on, round and round this symbiotic cycle of science and technology. But could you design an optimal route through this network? Using hindsight, could you take shortcuts to the most critical hubs of science and technology to leapfrog directly over intermediate stages? So, if there ever were an apocalypse, what single book would you want handed to you to help you rebuild everything from scratch, and not just avert another dark ages, but to even accelerate the recovery as far as possible, a kind of quick start guide to rebooting civilization? And that is the book that I try to write with the knowledge.